may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Yes! Live. Once again, Monday night, joining with fabulous, unfat Joe Frantz.
Oh. Yeah,
Brandon Novak. I don't really want to say anything positive about you. And Jessel. So,
yeah.
And Bam's in the bathroom taking a mean shit right now. He'll be here in about two minutes, maybe.
Couldn't he have timed his shit a little bit better?
He just don't give a fuck anymore.
Is that what it is, really?
I think he's quit caring about everything, Franz.
Even his own show.
I mean, he's just like, you know, once you make so much money, now these assholes just stop caring about shit.
Right, right.
That's the millionaire.
What do you say, Jess? He's your brother.
Just reached the point where he just, if he has to go take a shit, then he will. And it doesn't matter what's going on. He could be in the middle of TRL or some shit. And he'll just be like, yo, I'll be right back.
Therein lies the true value of fame. You can take a shit whenever you feel like it.
Go ahead, Franz. Keep kissing his ass, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Franz. Yeah. Remember when I told you that I wiped my ass but didn't look at the toilet paper? I had you going at the airport that time?
Yeah. He's like,
I told him I'd wipe and not look at it. Because I was like, that's just disgusting to look at it. And then I was like, well, how do you know when you're clean? Go ahead. What were you going to say?
That's what I was going
to
say.
Are you trying to tell me you never look at the toilet paper when you wipe it?
No, he doesn't.
Everybody does. You're a fucking liar.
No, you just know when it's clean.
Dude, even my own mother looks at it, I'm sure.
I'm sure she does.
You have to check and see if there's anything wrong on there. Like if there's any like blood or something gnarly.
It's a horror movie.
Dude, it happens, man. Especially when you're on tour and you don't shower for like 2 weeks.
He's just trying to justify any way possible in this moment.
Now, let me ask you, when you're on tour, you don't always have time to take a shower. What how do you do it?
It sucks. Right?
Really?
It sucks. I mean, we got lucky on this tour because we did a lot of clubs that had showers, but on the early tours when you do the little shitholes, you just have to, like, go stop at a truck stop shower, and it's so disgusting.
Now, do you bring in your own towel, or do you sit there? Like, what do you clean at a rest stop bathroom?
The clubs give you towels all the time, so usually you have a bunch.
I trust those towels.
It sucks when you're, like, showering at a Flying J in Ohio. It's just so disgusting.
Oh, what?
You know those truck stops called Flying J's?
No.
They're so ghetto. Like, you walk in there, and they just have the sickest corn dogs and, like, sick chicken, and like if you eat it, you immediately get food poisoning.
Well, I just remember when I went on tour with you guys for 3 weeks to film the IDR DVD, Chad got pissed at me because I wasn't changing my socks, and I was like, dude, I don't have any more socks. He's like, well, fucking wash your he fucking made me wash my feet in a fucking rest stop sink. I literally stand there on one foot, and fucking people are walking in looking. He's like, dude, you wait. And then I knew he wouldn't shut up until I fucking did it. So I was like, dude, it's going to be easier than listening to him for the next 2,000 miles, dude. So.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, it sucks being all dirty all the time, but it's fun because you just get so loaded that you forget how dirty you are.
Novak, when you were hooked on heroin, you used to, like, didn't you used to, like, wash your balls and stuff in, like, a sink, like, whatever you could use?
For a living, man. There was this fucking Hardee's.
Oh, man, where's he going?
There was a Hardee's 3 blocks from the fucking cop spot, you know, where I caught my dope. Routine, man. I'd go cop, I'd fucking sprint like I was a fucking professional track star, down to Hardee's, get in that bathroom. First, I'd shoot up, then I'd become all conscious about, like, how I look.
Right.
Because I care, because I'm high now. So I'd fucking slowly and... what's that word I'm looking for, smart geek?
Meticulously
watch each part of my body with fucking toilet paper, because it was such a fucking piece of shit place. They didn't have things to dry your hands, you know, paper towels. So I just used toilet paper. And it would, like, you know, when it gets wet, you try to wash your hands, pieces come apart and, like, stick to your face and... Dude, I'd wash my balls, my ass. I mean, I seriously.
What would you wash first?
My hands.
And then what? then right, because you need clean hands to wash your ass.
Yeah, I need clean hands to wash my body, you know? That's kind of defeat the purpose if I wash my hands last dip shit.
Right, right. You wouldn't want to clean your ass with dirty hands.
No, dude. That's why I always wash my face last in the shower, because I always wash my asshole, too, you know?
All right, well, this is disgusting.
Yes.
Dude, they told me that shit in rehab, man. They're like, look. You know, like, you guys, like, shot dope most of your life. Have you ever really just, like, do you know the proper etiquette technique of a shower? So they basically taught us, like, you have to wash your asshole. And they did. I'm in a room full of grown men. They're like, okay, raise your hand. Who washes your asshole in the shower? Dico, do you wash your asshole in the shower?
Fuck yeah.
You liar.
Really? How do you know it's clean? Do you look at it?
Or I know.
He still believes it.
You do look at the toilet paper.
Let's give him a spelling test, Jess.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm pretty fucking smart with words, asshole. Hey, I just wrote a book, right, Franz?
He cooked up. He cooked up meticulously, like, with your help. That's a pretty big word.
Good, give me a word to spell, faggot.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Dude, give me one word, not five put into one.
Here, I'll just pick one.
Oh, look. Spell, the millionaire spell decides Bam to make it to his own show.
Shit. How about no, back spell dependent?
D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T.
Dude, I was oh my god, I'm astonished.
Now I want your sister's CD, Undergirl. You got it for me.
I was in Delaware trying this skate trick for so long, and I'm like, fuck, I gotta make it now before the radio show, because I'm gonna be late.
Well, I lied and said you were in the bathroom taking a mean ass shit.
Yeah, I was outside, bro.
Yeah,
right. You're
I don't do that.
Okay, we were just talking about this. Do you look at the toilet paper when you're done, when you're shitting and wiping your ass? Everyone does. You just try to say he doesn't.
You have to.
Bam. Okay, you leave the show. This is where it goes. I know. Bam, don't leave the show again, dude, because this is what happens when you go.
I leave you guys for 4 minutes, and I come in on a topic of, do you look at your shit ass and just wipe your sick ass?
Everyone does it, though. You're alive to say you don't. Tell me you don't.
I guess I do. I don't really think about if I look at my shitty shit paper. I just wipe my
finger. Check
and
make sure everything's all right.
These are the important things in life.
Your brother says he looks to make sure there's no blood and shit on there.
Yeah, because I'm on tour long enough and I don't get a shower for a while, then there might be a little bit of crust.
Ew! They went from blood to crust. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Crust. What do you mean crust?
So
what
gross.
What color is the crust?
Have you ever, like,
what is the crust?
Dude, it just gets crusty, like, after you, like, go, like, a week and a half without a shower.
We were filming a show, and Deco comes out of the bathroom, and he's like, that fucking shit felt so good.
Ew. Now that's what? Sick.
You think shitting feels so good?
It does.
Were you scrambling, dude? You're going to fucking take
it out. Yo, Deco. He was the dude who would completely leave high school to go home to take a shit because he doesn't want to shit in the bathroom at high school.
So I
like, he would actually go home.
He'd just skip third period or whatever and just, like, go home and shit and then come back for fourth period.
And you know what he does when he's going, when he really wants to enjoy one of his shits? He reads, and I'll tell you what he told me, and it made me want to do it, too. He reads Mad Magazine.
Yeah. That made me want to do it, too. Damn, next time I shit, I got to read a Mad Magazine.
Yeah, the worst is Ryan Dunn. He just goes in to wipe. Like, Dunn just wipes. Like he'll just go in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got to take a piss. Like,
dude, I see Mark Hanna eating a hot dog while I'm taking shit.
Yeah.
That is so nasty. Dude.
No, he had a chocolate bar one time while he was taking a shit.
Like, I don't really open up the door on people shitting, but the time I opened the door and Hanna was shitting, he was eating a fucking hot dog.
How do you pull that off?
That is sick. That he has a foot of turd hanging out of his ass and he's eating. How do you have the appetite to eat
while shitting? It stinks.
Putting it back in as it's coming out, dude.
Dude, that's weird about Ryan Dunn going in and wiping his ass. Though, dude, he'll just wipe his ass. One time I walked in the bathroom, he knew it was coming out. I was like, fuck, man, you shit it up. He goes, nope, I just wiped.
I just wiped.
What are you talking about? Nope, all I did was wipe. I just had to wipe. I'm like, and you stunk up the bathroom by wiping?
Like, that's bad.
Yeah, but
no, he wipes all the time, and he'll admit it, too.
He has a large fucking... What was it? What we were filming Haggard, and he...
Oh, yeah. We were filming Haggard, and we had, like, a few extra feet left on the film, So Dunn just mooned the camera in slow-mo up close.
Real close.
The most red infected ass, and it's so big. You can chuck a quarter down it, no problem, dude.
Yeah, a red infected ass. That's what you get if you don't shower for long enough.
That's what you get when you get fucked up the ass by your boyfriend.
He's just taking dicks with a regular asshole.
We toured in Germany for a week straight, and it was so dirty, and I didn't get a shower the whole time, and I had a red infected ass.
Oh, please,
what's wrong with you?
In Germany,
he told that story about himself.
Dude, I don't. Why won't he stop telling
you? I don't get offended on anything, but I just got offended on that.
And the best was when I came back from that tour. Like,
I don't feel good anymore.
After every show, I sweat out like a gallon, and then everything is soaked, like my pants, my shirt, and everything.
Dude,
and on that tour, I just threw it in a duffel bag as soon as the show was over and closed it, right?
Yeah.
So then I was going through customs at the Philly airport, right. And I got this girl, like, officer, and she's like, can I check out your bag? And I was like, dude, you can if you want, but, like, I gotta warn you, it's pretty gnarly.
Yes.
And she opened it up, and I swear to God, I think she almost threw up.
I don't know if you remember this, but I remember it so bad. I was seriously 6, and Jess was 7. And all I remember is that I don't remember what you did, but you did something so bad to piss me off, and we were going to some nice banquet dinner with our parents, and you had this... We both had matching flannels on with khakis, and I was so mad that I kicked the door open on you while you were taking a shit, and I kneed you up the ass, and all I remember...
No, I did it to you.
I had the biggest shit stain on my knee.
No.
I was so mad.
No, I didn't, no, it was me, and I didn't knee you.
I remember being mad at you for something.
I kicked you in the ass, like, and I didn't even know you just took a shit, but I had... like poop on my leg.
See, he didn't look at the paper after he wiped.
Dude,
that's the problem.
And I was like, so I just remember being 6 and that happened. Like, yeah, I don't remember many things at that age, but I remember that.
That's just so gross that we remember it.
So, yeah, you just came back from the Hawk tour. How was it?
I want to play a song first and then I'll talk about it. I want to play a new Bloodhound Gang song. Because their new album's coming out in a week along with the Him album.
Oh, yes.
But, goddamn, dude, every song on this Bloodhound Gang album is so good. Same with the Him album, dude. They're both... I cannot wait. I'm seriously counting down the days, but...
What's the name of the Bloodhound album?
Hefty Fine, and I think it's the fine that they got filming Viva La Bam.
Oh!
I think so.
For what?
Oh, and Jerry got locked up?
Because Dakota Films never paid for it. And they stuck it with Jimmy Pop.
Oh.
How horrible.
Oh,
so
really?
They call it Hefty Fine. Fine. We should call up Troy and tell him that it's all about him. That sucks. I feel bad.
For what?
Because it's my show, but it's not my problem. It's not my problem to pay for their shit. It's Dakota's problem. But
why? Now, what? Why were they fined exactly?
Because we were filming a scavenger hunt, and one of the things
from
on
that?
The list was to... piss off the top of a parking garage, and your buddy had to catch the piss with a cup.
So they were doing what they were told, and what happened?
So they were doing what they were told. Cop comes pulling up, and they just, totally used the Bloodhound Gang as an example of, you're getting 40 hours of community service, you're getting a big fat fucking ticket, you're gonna have to go to court to fucking fight it, and you're gonna lose on it when you're fighting it. They gave him the worst fine ever, so they just called the album Hefty Fine, and this song is called No Hard Feelings, and it's about... fucking a girl on his birthday or on her birthday, and he doesn't want to do it anymore because she's minging.
Oh.
I would.
All right, well, here it goes. This is Bloodhound Gang, No Hard Feelings, Radio Bam Series 28 Fashion.
We're your record company, and we give you the flexibility to be you. And I never want you to be anything but you. I'm not interested in censoring you.
Ain't my job
censoring you.
Birthday. Ain't my job
censoring you.
Birthday anymore ain't my job
censoring you.
Birthday ain't my job
censoring you.
Birthday we'll be right back.
got screwed, but I dumped you, 'cause you ain't nothing but trash. I put out the spike.
Censoring you.
Birthday. Ain't my job.
Censoring you.
Birthday. Anymore ain't my job.
Censoring you.
Birthday. Ain't my job.
Censoring you.
Birthday. Anymore. If I wanna be. I'll go make Dutch porn. When roughly translated, even your naked truth means squat. And what's more, I'm missing you like
censoring you, censoring you, censoring you, censoring you, censoring you.
I don't know who got on you, but I'm not. Job.
Censoring you.
Birthday. Ain't my job.
Censoring you.
Birthday. Anymore ain't my job.
Censoring you.
Birthday. Ain't my job.
Censoring you.
Birthday. Anymore.
Anymore. Anymore.
Maybe it ain't your birthday, but then again, you know I wouldn't give up.
Censoring you.
I should have got this over you sooner, so now I'm just gonna wrap it up. But then again, you know I wanna give up.
Censoring you.
I should've got this over you sooner, so now I'm just gonna wrap it up. I'm just gonna wrap it up.
Censoring you.
I'm just gonna wrap it up. I'm just gonna wrap it up.
Censoring you.
I'm just gonna wrap it up. I'm just gonna wrap it up.
Censoring you.
I'm just gonna wrap it up. I'm just gonna wrap it up.
Censoring you.
I'm just gonna wrap it up.
Hi, kids.
Holy Lord,
strap yourselves in and
lace up those shoes,
because you're listening to Radio Bam.
I'm
Sirius 28 Faction.
Oh, hey, all right, let's get over those shit stories. Sirius 28 Faction here. Joe Frantz is here.
God damn, man, those shit stories. I don't ever want to talk about those again.
Yeah.
Carry on, Diego. Who's
you? Remember when cute Chris
just Paul Novak Bam me.
Pat, Uncle Pat in the balls when he was sleeping and I did it? Dude, you wanted to kill me, man.
We always used to kick the bathroom door open when Pat was taking a shit, and he'd always be reading a porno.
No wonder he ended up in prison his whole life, dude. You always fucking mess with him.
Dude. Oh, dude, we shot him in the ass with a BB gun once.
I'm fucking murdering
you,
kids.
Dude, he's probably still mad at
him. He's in prison right now, actually.
I'm mad at him, dude, because when I was younger, like, every time we go over to Mum's house, Pat would always, he would stay there. And he would always walk out the door and, like, I'd be like, hey, Pat, where you go? And he's like, oh. And then he'd just leave.
He didn't like you, kid.
Yeah, so now, like, when he had a kid, and the kid would be like, hey, Bam, where you going? Out. Getting even, motherfucker.
I know, we always wanted to hang out
with him. Yeah, you're really mad about that. Huh?
I was, because every time, out. Out where, fuck ass? Tell me.
Yeah, like, we want to hang out because it was our cool uncle, because he was, like, kind of young. Like, he was
yeah.
the young
Yeah,
he
was, like,
guy.
The young, cool uncle. Like,
yeah.
But you just
hey, Pat, you're so cool, where you going? Oh. All right. Fucking cool ass.
I'm still mad about that.
I know, can you tell by the way he said it?
Because I was so really bored going over there. There's nothing to do.
Yeah.
So he was obviously bored too.
You gotta let go of that feeling.
I know. No. Yo, man, I want to sign you up for yoga, man. You need like peace in your life. And peace and patience. Two P's that are important.
You just hang out with like.
I got two other P's that are important. PP.
Real funny, Franz. So, Millionaire, how's the Hawk tour?
It was good.
What'd you do?
I flew into Indiana. As soon as I get to the hotel, there's two kids out there with Bam boards, and behind them is John Cougar Mellencamp.
What?
His sons both had Bam boards, and the one kid had CKY shoes.
Did he know you were coming or something?
Yeah, he's friends with Valelli because, your manager that you fired also managed John Cougar Mellencamp. He managed CKY and John Mellencamp. Yeah.
And before that, he managed, like, Mandy Moore and shit, and, like, Jessica Simpson, and Mariah Carey. Like, what
that bitch is hot.
So your ex-manager wrote a note to Element saying that they wanted BAM boards for Mellencamp's kids, and Mike Valelli was in the office at that point, and he's like, what? CKY's manager, Cougar Mellencamp's manager? So now they're good friends.
Well, I love That's awesome. Cougar Mellencamp.
Valelli wrote him when he was coming to Indiana to say to meet up.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that is a good
so he
boy.
Went to the park and everything, and he just comes up to me, he's like, you're going to regret them tattoos.
That's all he said?
I regret mine.
Well, right on, John.
I'm going to keep getting them, and I'm going to keep regretting them, because I like them right now.
He says he regrets getting in so many fights, too, but, dude, it's so good.
Who regrets it?
Valelli.
No, Cougar Mellencamp.
No, we're talking about John
really?
Cougar.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Valelli.
No.
I remember Valelli was, like, wrote some letter about how he regrets getting in a million fights, and I was like, dude, that's awesome.
It's like he's getting sued left to right, I'm sure.
No, that's me.
That's the millionaire.
That's Bam Bam.
Right.
So, Jess, let's talk about the baby shower.
Wait a minute. Baby shower.
Wait, I'm in the background, like, 2 miles away in the CKY. Oh, he has a Lamborghini. Oh, I'll sell him, dude. I must be able to get 300 grand. I must be able to get something.
Yeah, there are so many lawsuits.
Get a couple grand off.
If you think that like I'll give you $300,000, dude, I'd rather spend $3 million making sure that you don't get $30.
Remember when those assholes in the supermarket?
Yeah,
I can't talk about that. But
Monday Night Football starts in
about 8 minutes.
Hey,
when I had a layover when I was flying to Indiana in Detroit, and I was skating through the airport, and this old lady is just like,
you can't ride that in here. Hey, you can't ride that in here. And I ignored her again. She's like, hey, I said that you can't ride that in here.
I turn around and I just go, fuck you. And I give her the finger. She calls 3 police officers on me. I'm going down the elevator, and this one black guy, he was a businessman, he was just laughing his ass off that I gave this old lady a finger. I wasn't harming anybody. I was totally cruising down the aisle, not bothering anybody, just, you know what I mean? Like, going pretty slow, and I'm not near anybody. I'm not, like, scaring anyone.
You were breaking the law.
Yeah, that fucking stupid bitch had to open up her fucking mouth. So I gave her the finger. I was so pissed. So the cops come down, and they are aggro, dude.
Ooh, really?
They were just like, so... You like to give old ladies the finger, huh? And I just look at them, and I'm like, I guess so. And then they're just like, I want to see some ID. So I like, put my skateboard down, and I kind of make a lot of noise on the marble. He takes the skateboard, and he throws it down the fucking aisle as hard as he can. It's like nearly, like, one lady almost had to jump over the skateboard because he threw it. I wish.
God.
And then I just start laughing, and he's just like, you know, this could cost you $125. I'm like, ooh. All right, well, give it to me then.
I'll pay you now, buddy.
Yeah, like, and then he was just all confused about that. And then he was just like, he was scaring me down, trying to, like, intimidate me so bad. And I didn't give a flying fuck. I'm just like, he's like, you want to go to jail? I'm like, you're going to put me in jail because I gave an old lady the finger. I'd almost like to see that happen just because that would be so fucking ridiculous. And then when I said that, this lady comes up who works for an airline, and she's like, oh my God, can I have a picture with you, please? I'll do anything if you could sign this.
In front of the cops?
Yeah, then they're just like, and they're like, oh my God, you have your own skateboard too? And then she looks at the skateboard with my name on it, and then the guy looks at the last name and then my ID with the last name. He's like, who the hell are you? I'm like, oh God.
Here we go.
I'm like, I have my own show. They're like, are you on Jackass when you beat up your... Oh shit, man, this guy crazy, man. What the fuck are you doing giving old ladies the finger, man? I'm like, I had a long-ass day, I wasn't hurting anybody, and I gave the bitch the finger because she was a fucking cunt.
They love you all of a sudden.
Yeah, and then they're just like...
faggots.
They're like, yeah, and then like, well, dude, come on, man, you gotta know better than that. I'm like...
They're faggots for liking him. What the fuck?
Then they started giving me fives and shit, and then they just sent me on my way. But think about it. If that lady wouldn't have came up, I would have got a $125 ticket. I probably would have missed my flight just because they could have done that if they wanted to.
Why is there always got to be a random hero nearby? Like, why the lady have to call the police, try to save the day? Just fucking carry on, old lady. You're not going to lose sleep by him giving you the finger.
God, dude,
right?
They were all teamed up.
I hate when they change their tune like that and pull a 180.
It was beyond a 180. It was insane. Like...
Oh my, what are you giving old ladies finger, man? You're fucking crazy, man. Come on.
But before it was like, so you think you're a real fucking tough guy giving old ladies finger, huh? I'm like, I guess so, dude. I don't know. Just hurry up and write me the fucking ticket because I got to make this plane. Like, I didn't give a shit. It was so funny.
I was in the California desert one time doing 130 and I got pulled over by one of them Trans Am cop cars.
Redneck cops.
And the guy's like, get the fuck out of the car. Right? And he's like, no many fucking fatal accidents I clean up because of assholes like you. Like, give me this big thing, and I'm like, fuck, man, I'm going to jail and shit. And then he's like, license and registration, motherfucker, you know? And then I give him my license, and he's like, oh, damn, where do I know that? And I was like, oh, you know, I'm in this band, CKY, and, like, you know, we have, like, my brother has a show on MTV and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, fuck, man. And he turned the ticket around and made me sign the back of it and then just let me go. He's like, put to Sean. I'm like... You just called me, like, you just basically yelled at me.
You
and
cussed me out of the car.
Put me in jail, and then all of a sudden you're like Mr. Cool Guy.
That's why I always fucking speed and go through red lights and shit, because, like, anytime everybody's ever in the car, like, dude, man, that red light was so red. I'm just like, yeah, I'll just beeble my way out of it. You can always beeble your way out of it.
Kill that one.
Unless it's like a 50-year-old cop, then they just hate you. But, like, young cops, you could always, like, end up slapping fives and, like, giving him a skate deck out of the car, just being, oh, dude, you got a nephew or something? Yeah, I do got a nephew. All right, well, I'll sign this for him, then I can be on my way. All right, man, that sounds like a good plan.
Such bullshit.
But the
man.
Thing is that because Bam can break the law any day, every day that he wants to, he expects that his friends can do it like me. I'm like, dude, I can't do this. I'm not you. They don't give a fuck about me, and they're not going to be nice to me. He's like, dude, it's no big deal. For you, it's not. For me, I'm going to jail.
The only time I ever got pulled over, shit-faced, annihilated, it happened to be my birthday, and the cop let me go.
Really?
He's like, God damn, you're annihilated, huh? I'm like, yeah, I am. He's like, what, do you think you can make it home? I'm like, yeah, I think so.
I think. The word is think.
I think so. That's, like, not the right answer at all.
Meanwhile,
like,
Shitbird's...
Yeah, that should be all
right, meanwhile,
probably.
Shitbird's taking DUI classes right now, hating life.
You know what? He needs it. I'm actually glad it worked out.
Yeah,
worked
he
out
needed
like
it.
That.
It finally caught up to him.
Yeah.
He buys six packs to drive home, and then he has a safety flask with him. Like,
a safety flask.
Dude, his
just
vehicle.
In case he drinks the six pack, at least he has a flask to look back on.
But it is cheap, and it has like all these cup holders, and they're always filled with beers. It's like, dude, you're just asking for trouble, man.
He's playing with fire. He finally got burnt, but now he just moans and groans about it all day long. I'm like, dude, you asked for this. Don't fucking be all bummed about it.
I was in Atlanta last night, and I was checking into the hotel, and I get into this elevator with this big black dude that looked like he belonged in the Goody Mob, and he just goes, oh, you want to buy some weed or some good ass shit? I'm like, nah, man, I don't do that. I'm all good. He's like, you want some crack then? I'm like, if I don't want weed, I definitely don't want fucking crack.
Oh, crack. So yeah, weird. Of course.
Like, he just jumped right into it, and there was no code word or anything. Like, he didn't even say rock. Like, what, you want some rock then? Like, do you want crack then? No!
That's like a car salesman coming up trying to sell you a Honda, and you say you can't afford it. Yeah. And he's like, well, how about this Lexus then? Like, what the fuck?
Want to test drive this Hyundai? Aw, oh, dude, I'm pretty strapped for cash right now. I don't know if I can do that. Well, we got my box back here. No!
Yo, wait. So what about the fucking baby shower? I'm dying to hear about it.
Yeah,
I tried to get out of it.
He went over, and it actually went over pretty
didn't
good.
Didn't you bring
though.
Missy for comfort?
No, thank God Missy took the gifts before I went there. And I was going to take Booth with me. And Booth said she was making meatballs. She really couldn't do it. So Jess, Phil, and Deco waited for me at Hooters.
I hate your baby's mom, dude. Gotta say it. Missy's the nicest chick ever.
Here it comes.
Like, she's the nicest chick ever. Okay? And she fucking ignored her twice. Missy goes up. She said something before. And then she goes to the baby shower. She's like... hey, like, how you doing? And she just looks at her and turns around just because she's associated with Novak. Like, dude, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, seriously,
damn,
fuck
I
you.
I thought it went good.
Is there hatred there? Really?
Even baby's mom's mom was cool.
Yeah, the sister wanted to see me die, dude.
Like, is all you're trying to do, like, you're a fucking asshole, I'll say it, but you're trying to do nice things because you're actually having a kid, so you want to be nice to her and you want to be nice to all of her friends, and her friends are just, like, treating you like shit. She's, like, giving you, like, small talk, just, like, one-word answers and shit. It's like, dude, all right, enough, bitch. Seriously.
I
fuck her. I hate her, dude. I hate her.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah,
so you like her, huh, buddy?
Well, I was just like, how'd the baby shower go? So I asked her, like, something how you do. She just completely ignored me. Like, what the fuck? Fuck you, then.
That's kind of weird. I didn't think
you got the inside scoop. Tell me, what is it?
Well, we had to do a shot of Crown before we went in there, remember? I was just as nervous as you were, man.
We even went
there. I hope this works out, man.
I walk into the living room. It's fucking dead silent. There's no music playing. Nothing to break the mood.
You can cut the nervousness with a knife.
And Jess walks me into the living room where there's like 15 chairs set up like a goddamn NA meeting. All the girls, the baby's mother, the baby's mother's mother, and the sister. And they're all just all eyes on me, dude. And they all feel like a dirtbag piece of shit. So I'm...
Should have just grabbed the bottle of Crown and started chugging it. Dude.
Yeah, you were actually looking
awesome. I don't understand. Why was this so
I hope
awful?
She hears this, too, because Missy's like the nicest ever, and to ignore her, fuck.
Yeah,
you.
I didn't hear about that.
Dude, I was dressed nice, though. Why didn't I just look pretty
ashamed? Yeah, dude, you were looking pretty spiffy.
I presented myself well.
Yeah, the fucking clear ones.
Well, if a buddy tells her, and she fucking downloads it on the internet and hears it and then rewinds it and hears it again and hears me say it 6 times and here's a 7th one. Fuck you.
She's not going to the kid over this house. I can see that.
I don't want her over this house. I don't want the kid.
Yo, what'd you get for your kid?
Jess, I don't even want Kelly coming over here because she's associated with her.
Oh, stop it. Kelly's the coolest.
Oh, stop it.
Just hate you.
If she wants to hate people that's associated with Novak, then I'm going to hate people that's associated with her. So fuck you.
Yo, you're even getting along with Kel now.
Yeah.
Things are good, Bam. You got all this hatred.
I wouldn't say they're good, but they're
pretty good, dude. I felt like the baby shower went pretty good.
Yeah, because you weren't feeling what I felt.
Bam was in Indiana getting all pissed.
Thank God.
Yeah, you messed up, too, going there because Fireball played Rex's.
Yeah,
it
was pretty fun, man.
That was fun.
You got wasted, as usual.
I was hammered out of my mind, and I played
Oh, man, Bam, I was so hammered last night.
Oh, I got fucked up last night, dude.
What's new?
Oh, man, I got thrown out of this bar.
What's new?
I threw this whole bottle of beer in this guy's face. He didn't do anything, man.
Anytime I ever hear what, like, so, it's, oh, dude, I saw Novak at the bar. Man, he was shit-faced while you were gone, man.
Well, you don't go to a bar to fucking have Novak? Coffee.
But you go to a bar every night. And you probably swiped my fucking credit card through and paid for it, too, didn't you?
Nope.
Should we talk about that?
Did you get any money out of my credit card?
Oh, did you hear him gulp?
How much? $200?
Like I told you.
And how much did you spend at the bar?
Not $1.
You're a liar.
$100 is I didn't.
I only give you $100.
Six? No, I didn't.
But were there any other charges that may, you know, on the credit cards?
Get to the fucking point. Don't beat her on the butt.
Well, how many times have you used Bam's credit cards without permission? There's the question.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, I fill up his cars, you know, and then I got to go get, like, a carton of smokes, and then I figure, Benny's not there.
It's not a carton.
Benny's there. I might as well get my Gatorade. I might as well get a nice sandwich, meatball sub. Buy my buddy something. What I do is I buy Oz a whole bag lunch, brown bag lunch, and then he gives me $5 cash.
Yeah, I run that scam. That's brilliant.
Brown bag lunch.
Then I start.
Where do you buy a brown bag lunch at?
Then I start pumping up other people's gases, and I fill it up for $50. And I say, just give me $25.
Now that's a good hustle. That is a good hustle. That just takes too long, though.
Yeah, I guess it's easier to use Bam's credit cards.
What's the for?
Right, I'm gonna play a song and then I'm gonna read some of these emails because they're pretty funny. Let's see. Where are the Dotsons from New Zealand? Harmonic Generator. That's from their old album. It's so good. This is what got me started with liking the Dotsons. This is Harmonic Generator, Radio Bam, Series to Me. Thanks.
Oh.
Call in with the.
I'm gonna push that button finger. Freeze your day. son.
What's up? I'm April Margera.
Hi, this is Phil Margera, Bam's dad.
Call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG. That's 877-PORN-BAG. Why are we doing porn bag?
Did you remember?
That's horrible.
That's our son.
That's horrible. I guess dial it to call in, but that's horrible.
Why don't you read the letter?
Oh, no.
On Faction 28.
Oh. Let me read this email. All right, here's a good email. What happened last week? Had to be one of the shittiest shows I've heard. Aside from the music. Aside from the music, all the bickering and the dirty chick you had on, I think she really wanted Novak's sick ass, but wouldn't admit it. What a piece of trash. I thought Missy was a good girl, but boy, was I wrong. Encouraging her friend to do such things.
Yeah.
Now, low can you go? I don't know what else to say.
It's immoral.
The show just blew.
I happen to like that one a lot.
I think it was one of the top five.
Oh. That's when you were trying to get your dick sucked.
I know.
Oh. What happened?
I missed that one.
What happened?
You know what? The show blows, but I guarantee you they're listening right now.
Oh.
Listen, hi, can you please have Pat Margera on the show? He seems so exciting and sexy, and maybe he can tell us about the Great Chester Rumble and maybe some prison stories. Damn, I love you. Please be nice to Novak.
What is the story behind the Great Chester
nice
Rumble?
Nice is not fun.
Why would I be nice to you? I want to find out what you bought on my credit card.
I told you what I bought, asshole. You asked me, I tell you. And we'd love to have Pat Margera on the show, but he's incarcerated at the moment.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He's in jail right now.
Dude, the best thing I've ever seen Pat and his buddies do, they were building my deck, and they had an argument for an hour over which guard was the coolest and which cell was the nicest.
Nah, really?
I'm serious.
Nah.
And they were dead serious. They're like, nah, man, cell block 3 is, like, way better than 4. You're an idiot. Uh-huh. What are you talking about? It's just like, are you really arguing?
Man, you like Mike the guard? Man, that guy's a motherfucker. You gotta like Ben. He's better.
What the fuck, man?
Yo, Bam, can I borrow your credit cards?
Franz just don't want to let it die, does he? All right, Franz, keep throwing it on in there.
Awkward silence.
This is pretty good. Yo, Bam, tell Jay that his website don't work right now. That's what somebody said.
Yeah, let's give him a call right now.
Get a proper server. Oh, yeah, Novak's a rapist. All right.
Novak's a rapist.
Oh, my God. I laughed for the entire hour last week. That chick that you had on was a trip. You could get tested for having nasty Novak anywhere near her. After viewing some recent pics of Novak, I seriously wonder how he gets laid. Or the quality of the kitty he is getting.
Ew. You know she's a whore if she talks like that.
There isn't enough alcohol in this world that would make him look desirable to me. He's seriously foul. I would love to see a pic of the chick he knocked up.
Well,
I've never seen a girl you knocked up.
Shut up, Deke.
All right. Speaking of the kid, I truly feel sorry for his mistake. I mean, kid. Is this Earl? They write sounds in there. Is this kid missing chromosomes? Why the hell? I don't know what the hell she's trying to write there. Use a coat hanger on herself.
Ooh.
Oh, jeez. Man.
Oh, God.
I can't believe, Rab wrote that.
This kid doesn't have a chance in hell. Maybe everyone should pitch in and have Novak sterilized. Just like they used to do the other retards.
God, what I
mean. No, it just like goes on about being retarded and chromosomes.
You added that.
Honestly, though, I do feel sorry for it. It's not Novak's fault. He had some swimmers left after all the toxic waste he's consumed. Well, what is an address I could send some money to the baby?
Send money to the baby?
The baby has a hurricane relief.
That's where it's
me. Send money to
I'm
the
serious
baby.
About it.
Send money to me, bitch.
Does it know whether or not it's a boy or a girl?
Send money to me, bitch.
Completely disgusted.
We should just put on a concert for Novak's baby.
Now we're talking.
People out there on Radio Man, if you're listening, you know, feel free to send some money to the Dream Seller at hotmail.com because, you know, I just want to buy books with the money and, you know, stuff like that. I want to do research for this script I'm trying to write.
You guys are
assholes. Yo, Pam, check it out. I got $80. Let's go straight to the bar.
Drinks on me, everybody.
Dude, your Viva La Bam check, every you get it on Fridays, it would be gone by Sunday night. $1,000
It would be
fucking gone.
Your drinks on me. Just got $1,000 burn a hole in my pocket. Ain't got his drink. Bartender, drinks on me. Everybody. Yeah.
He would actually do that.
I know.
You figure after 7 years of not having any money, as soon as you get $1,000, like, you figure he would just put that shit in the bank account and just let it sit there just because he knows that he has $1,000 in the bank account. But instead he goes straight to the bar and goes,
fuck yeah, drinks on the house. Everybody gets around on Novak.
He loves it. And but you know what? Any amount of money you give him will be... Okay, like, if you give him $10,
I'm generous.
It's gone in 2 days. If you give him $20,000, that's gone in 2 days. If you give him $200,000, he will find a way to spend it in fucking days, dude. It's just
you're just jealous.
He stole $10,000 and it was gone in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, boys, we are partying tonight. Let's get some heroin. On me. Top it off with a pinch of coke here in the needle.
What's that sound?
Hannah could do that too, though.
Oh, dude, Hannah. Hannah. Totally do that. Mark Hannah would get a check on the CKY tour. He would get $1,000. Then he would go out and buy like a $1,000 digital camera. He would get it stolen 3 days later, and then he would just go out and buy the same one again.
Did he do that?
And
really?
Get it
he actually
again.
Did it.
He bought a Harley Davidson leather jacket and he doesn't even have a Harley.
Oh, that thing sucks. That's the ugliest jacket.
And he left it in the garage for the whole entire winter and he didn't know where it was. It was in my garage. Remember?
It was like $700.
Dude, he one day he just saw it in here. Where the fuck did you find this? I'm like, dude, it was sitting in the garage buried under, like, fucking rags and shit.
Where it should have stayed, man. That jacket is minging, man. Fuck. Somebody needs to burn that bitch.
Every time I see one of those, I think of Hannah, because I'm so used to living in that jacket for four fucking years.
I always think it's Hannah when I see it. Just like, oh, man.
But that jacket, like, Hannah is the only one that could pull it off.
Yeah. He looks good in it. Everyone else looks like a fucking hick.
Because you just look like, it's just Hannah's style. Like, you just wear
remember
that
Hannah's
shit.
Handanas.
Oh God!
Had like, dude, like, you know, he would see it like a form of flair would be like loads of rings or bracelets on like one hand or like a scarf tied around you or whatever. But he got bandanas and tied them around his hand. And he would just walk around the bars with like a clenched fist. Dude, one time he had the handanas on and he had like these pitch black sunglasses
at the bar.
And it was so dark in there and he had these glasses. And dude, I actually, like, I could not walk into the bar. I was trying to figure out a nice way of breaking it to him to take them fucking minging ass glasses off. I'm like, Hannah, dude, those glasses are like pitch black. Like,
you can't see, buddy.
You can't really see when
I like them. They're comfortable for me.
I like them. I'm into them.
I
like,
can see everything.
Hannah, you
should. My eyes are hurt anyway, man.
You should really take off those glasses, dude, because it's like, what do you think you are? Like, Carrie Hart or Corey Hart? And then finally, we had to take the fucking glasses off. I can't walk in the bar with you, dude. It's so bad.
Dude, remember when he had that big coif and he used to rock the bandana up there? And, like, Chad or somebody on tour was just like, dude, you look like the older brother from the Goonies, man. You gotta chill with that.
Hannah has the bushiest red haystack.
I wonder if his pubic hair is the same color. You know, ugly ass red.
I'll do the sound when he gets his head banged on his brother's knee. Dude, that screaming sound you do.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
So, like, the only time, like, we would take Hannah to Indian Acres every summer, and, like, you know, his parents would give him $50 for the whole entire 2 weeks of him staying there. He would blow it at the first Wawa we go there. He would blow it all. And then Phil would have to pay for the rest of his meal for the rest of the 2 weeks. So finally, like, it was time for the Hannahs to pay, like, to give us the payback to the Marchers. So they take us to Warwick Woods, and we're supposed to spend the weekend there. And it's like, you know, we had this tent and everything. Right when we get the tent set up, Mark Hanna gets in this massive argument with his older brother Chris Hanna in the tent.
Yeah.
And dude,
put two Irishmen together, dude. They'll fight it out.
Hanna wings this fucking pot at Chris.
No, a grill. Yeah, like a 50-pound grill.
A grill at Chris. Chris ducks, and it dents the entire tent. You know, and like, oh, dude, Mr. Hanna got so pissed off that they dented their brand new tent, and then Chris just grabs Hanna's head, and he takes his knee, and he just goes three times right to his fucking skull, dude. Boom, 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 and then I just look at it, I look at Mark, and he just goes. The most high-pitched cry, but like, it wasn't right away, it was a big build-up, like, yeah. He just, it was like, boom, boom, boom. Mr. Hanna comes out of the stock.
Oh, what a faggot.
And then Mr. Hanna comes out and he's like, that's it, we're going home. Dude, we barely made it to, like, till the sun went down. We were already out of there and back home.
We were there for like 2 hours.
And Chris got in so much trouble when it was really Mark who caused all the drama.
Did Hanna stand there and cry or like take off running and
cry? Mark cried the whole way home.
What a fucking faggot.
Dude, that's
2 hours of just...
And what were you guys doing while you sat in the car with him? Did you talk or you sound?
It was just so uncomfortable. Like,
it had to be so bad.
Me and Bam and a couple other kids from the neighborhood just sat there like, oh man, this
and
is
Hanna
so
just you know what though?
He was mad that he had to take everybody on the trip ahead of time, dude. He didn't want to fucking go.
Daddy had his thing up against my head. Daddy lost, I got
But Mark started it, dude, because you don't throw a fucking 50-pound grill at somebody. That can kill him.
How old was he, dude?
Probably like 12.
Yeah. Oh, my God, what a faggot. My God, dude.
Jesus, Franz.
Dude, man. What a fucking faggot, dude. He gets headbutted three times and bitches for a fucking two-hour trip.
Well, that's what Hanna does. That's like the story.
And he's so bad with money. Remember you gave him $4,000 for doing a sound on Haggard? He's like, I got $4,000. I'm broke. I know what I'll do. I'll spend it on a $4,000 amp. He went out and bought an amp and a soundboard for $4,000.
That just collects dust right now, I'm sure.
Is he collecting dust or is he actually using it?
It's collecting dust.
I don't even know.
You know.
Probably.
I just don't get it.
I never see Hanna anymore. He moved to, like, fucking Coatesville.
He's in a band called, Pickwood Creek? No, called,
Maritime Murder.
Pickwood Creek?
No, they're called, Backwoods Payback. Backwoods Payback.
In that?
Yeah. He's the star of the band.
Is that a good band?
Well, I see it all over Rex's.
Really?
What are they playing? I want to see.
Oh, they played last night or the night before Rex's.
Oh, really?
We're a Backwoods Payback. There's a hardcore band. This next song's called The Government.
Wow! This next song? Fuck Alex Hale!
Speaking of bands, Deke, I hear your sister's band's taking over.
Here we go.
Yo, I went to the Mad Platter on K Street in Westchester, and I saw an Undergirl 70.
No shit.
Yeah.
I'm buying it.
I gotta go there tomorrow.
Deke, you are
not
fucked.
If I get there first.
We're getting our hands on it now.
We're playing it on the radio.
We're gonna devote a whole show to your sister's rock band. And then I'm gonna rock her world.
Oh, what's this? We have another email.
No, I'm just looking for semi-Novak challenging words so he can spell them.
I already proved you wrong.
Spell America.
A-M-E-R-I-C-A. Bitch.
Tell him to spell venomous.
Spell venomous.
V-N-E-M-O-U-S.
Oh. Ooh. All right. Now spell theirs as in...
Oh, these are good.
Which one?
Okay.
Spell theirs like there's a dog outside that window.
T-H-E-R-E-S.
Okay.
Spell neighbor.
N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R.
Bicycle.
B-I-C-Y-C-L-E.
That's good. It's good.
But keep it going.
I sound dope, but I just wrote a book.
How about
good words?
Alcoholic.
A-L-C-O-H-O-L-I-C.
Narcotic.
N-A-R-C-O-T-I-C.
How about Iggy Pop?
This is getting old, guys. Let's
get the radio bad spelling bee.
How about Iggy Pop?
I-D-G-Y-P-O-P.
How about the song Football?
Yeah,
that's
good call, man.
That's spell it, sports fag.
F-O-O-T-B-A-L-L. How about on Radio Bam Series 28 Faction?
R-I-D-I-O-B-A-M-O-N-S-I-R-I-U-S 28 F-A-C-T-I-O-N-G unit.
action, baby.
Oh my God.
Now back to
Radio
Bam. Oh, Buddy Bill, what are you doing, Buddy Bill? Where are you out there?
Hopefully not here.
He came to the Phoenix show.
God, dude.
Dude, he got so annihilated.
I'll be happy I never see him again.
When does he ever not get annihilated?
You had to kick him off the bus?
We had to kick him off the bus.
Tell me about it, please.
Because it's just ridiculous. And he's like, you know, he just gets all crazy and he's like breaking glasses and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I was like,
pull your tour bus. That's real cool.
I saw Thrice play last night.
Any good?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I did not know. I went to this. We had this big MTV2 event in Athens, Georgia. Dude, that is a fucking college party.
Yeah. Let's go. Fuck. Why are we
It was almost like annoying though, because it was just nonstop fucking photos and fucking jocks like, let's say we're doing a fucking shot. Dude, I did 30 of them now. Fuck off. Well, you're going to do 31 then.
No, we're doing a Jager bomb.
Like, what are you, fucking pussy kid? No, I don't want to do it. I'm 26.
Period. What do you want to do a shot? Heard that a slut? A Kill Bill?
Did you hear of a Kill Bill?
No, I don't want to join.
They have these
that?
Chopsticks, and then it's like Jager with like cranberry juice, and you have to bang on the table like... yeah,
that
drops
is
the
gay, dude.
It's so gay.
Why so much money for a shot?
Dude, just fucking drink a beer. Why do you need to do shots? Like, what's the bit? Like, dude, people get so like bummed out if you don't want to do a shot. If someone offers you a shot, I hate it when someone orders you a shot. And, like, God bless you. Thanks for the fucking shot, dude. But don't just put a shot in front of me and expect me to fucking drink it. That's sick.
And they get pissed at you when you say no. Well, maybe you should ask first, idiot.
Yeah.
Fuck them guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, no more shit talk. When are we doing this Suddenly Tragic video?
Seriously.
You gotta come to Europe.
You gotta talk to Chad
so
first.
We're doing it in Europe.
I'm leaving for Europe in a week.
All right, this is what we're doing. As soon as we're done this show, then we're gonna call your goddamn record company and we're gonna talk to the band and we're gonna figure out where and when.
Well,
right? I hate
you gotta consult
today.
All right,
we're doing it today.
Dude, well, you gotta consult
me. You always
No.
We're doing it. And Clutch is opening, so that's even more of a reason.
Well,
to go.
Clutch isn't gonna open on the music video.
What is Clutch gonna do with the music video?
What
the
Clutch
fuck
is opening.
Yes.
They should, dude.
He always jumps off the
page.
Let's stay on this topic of a music video.
Fuck Clutch.
We're
right
filming
now.
It in Dublin because we have a day off.
Well,
one day.
No one can sell it to me. I'm the leader
of
the band.
We have a day off in Amsterdam.
You know how crazy the fans are in Dublin? It's nuts.
I know.
They'll bum rush the set.
That place is great.
Yeah, but I don't know about
coming to that show.
It'd be a soccer riot.
That was good with Fuzz.
Thank you.
Alright, so, yo, let's seriously figure this out. I'm not kidding, dude. If you fucking leave...
Don't forget.
Dico, I know you never fly, but you have to go to Europe, too.
I already have my ticket.
He's already jumping on point.
We're doing it. God.
Alright, if you leave without handling that, I'm going to come over to your house and I'm going to egg it.
You have to call because you're Mr. Bam, and then you're like, I want to shoot video for CKY. And then
yo,
like,
let's
take
that bitch's house and call the cops on
us. Oh, yeah, we should do that. I'm
going to
shoot on the porch.
Let's do that shit tonight.
Take
and you know what's funny?
On the porch.
You know what's funny? I hope I get caught.
No. See, I don't. I'm not going with you, buddy.
That would be so funny. I hope it winds up on the news.
Fuck that.
It's already on the radio.
Montero, people of Bam, Egg's house.
That's the best thing that could be in a magazine.
Dude, I would laugh man, if I was in, like, a paper, like getting arrested because I egged a house.
And you got, like, a fine or something.
Oh,
like,
dude.
Something
I wonder if you can be arrested for egging a house. Is that, like, criminal mischief, or do you just get a fine?
Nothing major.
What about credit card fraud? How's that?
How's the credit card fraud?
Is that a big deal, or like, do they like get mad at you when you do that?
Especially when you're like,
you wouldn't do nothing, would you,
man? Mid-20s.
No, man, you wouldn't do nothing if I did that, would you?
Not that I did.
I would never do that. But let's say I did.
Just give me 10 warnings. Yeah,
10 warnings.
10 warnings.
Listen to him laughing like it's the funniest thing in the
it
world.
It is. Franz, don't tell
ten
me that.
Warnings.
It's funny, bitch.
10 warnings.
Franz, you're jumping over enemy line here.
Oh, here we go.
I don't even think you get arrested. You just, like, the cop would just be like,
for
you're
what?
An idiot.
Credit card fraud?
No,
for
egging a house.
Bitch.
For being 26 and egging a house.
I'd get arrested on my luck. Yep. Yeah, man. I was going to say something.
Dico, what'd you do this weekend?
Talk to us, Geek.
Yeah, how the Eagles
I hung out with him and him for a little bit.
Yeah, Dico actually hung out with me, dude.
Yeah,
Dico actually finally hung out for once.
We had beers.
Where'd you guys go? I went to CompUSA. I need a
Hooters. And then you came over to my house and played pool.
Oh, yeah. Him and Phil went to the Temple game, and I met them at Hooters. We had lunch.
Who went to the Temple game?
Your brother.
And Phil.
Why?
And your father.
Just because we were hanging out with Kel's dad. He used to play the Temple.
That must have been great.
That explains it. That must have been a real ride.
Wow, man, the Temple game. Woo!
And they didn't go in. They kept ball.
They got the shit kicked out of them, too. Yeah,
John Chaney.
They tailgated. Yo, Franz, how's your mom doing with that election?
You tailgated?
It's November the 8th.
She'll lose.
Is that the fun Democratic tailgate?
Yeah, it's a Republican town.
You just sit in a parking lot drinking.
They didn't even go into the
How did you get suckered into that?
Wait, you didn't even go into the game?
No, they sat in the parking lot.
You just sat in the parking lot and drank? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Dude, your dad had that.
You know,
so much
it's even worse there. Because there was a truck with the game on TV in the truck.
But
the game was like 100 yards away.
I went to Temple and I didn't even go to one of those fucking things.
You're stupid.
Dude, I graduated from Temple with dual masters and I never went to one of those fucking things. Yeah.
You're a lying bitch.
No shit.
Temple's in the worst fucking neighborhood, man.
Oh, dude, it's
in North Philly, and if you don't get shot, like, you're
I got a good idea.
It sucks.
Let's drive all the way up to Philly, sit in traffic, then we'll pay $15 to park at the Temple game, and we'll just sit in the parking lot and drink beer and not even go in to see the game. We'll watch it on my buddy's TV outside, you fucking idiot.
I didn't have to pay to park. I didn't have to pay to park.
Somebody else did, you Nimrod.
Nimrod.
I didn't have to buy a ticket or nothing.
Where the fuck did that come from? Now, something was coming when I heard Nimrod. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's awful.
It's almost time. It is time. It's time to say goodbye, fellas.
Later.
See ya.
What are you playing? Bam, bam. What are you playing?
Let's all say bye as bummed as we could possibly be, and then I'll like say this song like really bummed out, even though I really like it.
Okay. All right, everybody, your mother's just died.
Jesus Christ.
Well, if Novak's mom died, I'd love it.
Oh! Oh. Right, this fucking bass, dude.
Shit. Oh,
you dumb people on that, you little fuck.
Alright, guys.
Alright, seriously.
Later.
God damn it, this is in flames, man. Whatever. The song's called A Quiet Place and that.
Awesome.
done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam, everybody. 4 p.m.
Radio Bam, every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.
Later.